practice really for developing Krishna consciousness, what is most anukul, favorable, is the chanting of the holy name. Because the chanting of the holy name has several results. First of all, the dust from the mirror of the heart is cleansed. That which helps, that's what keeps us from seeing the spiritual reality. We ever look into a dust-covered mirror, nothing is coming back. So your mind, when it is dirty with the dust of material life, you cannot see Krishna consciousness. All you see is problema. The next result is that the fire of conditioned life is extinguished. What is that fire of conditioned life? It's the fire of desire. Always we want something more, visha. No? We want more and more, and never we can be satisfied with material life. We give more. There was I had a lecture in the church in Frankfurt, and I said, I didn't really speak so much about celibacy, but one beauty queen began to attack me in the church. She said, "You are taking the best thing away from us. You're dressed in this dress, and I know what it means. It means celibacy. You are cruel." What else have we left in this world? And you know, I was very shocked because I was in a church, I was very peaceful and everything. I didn't preach, so I didn't expect such an attack, and I just couldn't answer for a moment. And then there was another Buddhistic monk with me, and the Buddhistic monk said, "But think, beauty queen, what? Has anyone ever become happy this day? Isn't it like a fire? The more oil we put on it, the more the fire screams, 'Visha, visha, visha.' Who has ever become happy? Even the old men, Prabhupada remarked, who have so much experience to live, they still want more, they go into topless, bottomless clubs. This is the greatest illusion of the material world, that you can become happy with sex life. It is really the greatest illusion. It's that illusion which keeps us in this world. After Lord Brahma had created the creation, he saw no one was getting attached. It didn't work. Then Yasna! And then he created the opposite thing. There was a great saint called Vishwamitra Muni, who was so deadly frustrated with this illusion which keeps the whole world bound, that he decided, "I will change this. No longer will children come by the sexual act into the world." And by his mystic power, it happened that the children were growing on trees. Imagine the baby tree. Because he just thought it's such a bad thing. These parts are so dirty, they smell so aggressively. But still, everyone, you know, meditates about them as the pleasure groups for the most cultured activity in the world. Sorry, it's a system here to the lecture. Things need to be said, and before you leave the summer camp, this, I thought, belongs, this information has to be given. So this fire of desire goes when you chant the holy name. There are other effects. So the second thing which I have written down are the things which are favorable, which are explained by Rupa Goswami. I know that you have visited some of you Sarvabhavana's course, and he has talked about it. Therefore, I will just call them for those who want to make notes. First thing is, be enthusiastic. Even in this world, an enthusiastic person, all this is successful. I could tell you an experience which I have in lecturing to audiences. When you are enthusiastic for what you want to say, everyone listens. But I could give the same lecture, the same words, and I have tried it. They just talk like, blah, 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 and so on. No one listens. It's mystical. Enthusiasm is that force which carries you over every situation. You can be a musician and do not know how to play music. If you are enthusiastic, everyone will go, bro. That enthusiasm, if you are a book distributor, like Veerachandra, if you are enthusiastic to do it, then people will take books, isn't it? But you can say the same thing. This is a good book with wisdom from India, tells you all you need to know and you ever wanted to know. If you are not enthusiastic, nothing will happen. Be enthusiastic. And enthusiastic you can be if you get up early. Really, it sounds so simple, but if you get up early and do spiritual programs, you are enthusiastic. Why? Because by this ragas, this little austerity, all this dullness of material existence is scrubbed away from your mind. This is the secret of the Brahma Mahota. Then, second thing, endeavor with faith. Have faith that Krishna consciousness will bring you the desired result. This faith can be nurtured by hearing regularly from self-realized souls. Therefore, we read Prabhupada's book. Third principle, be patient. Not that you give up after not even trying totally. Huh? Just be patient, continue. Then fourth, act according to regulated principles, like hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, remembering Krishna. Fifth, give up the association of non-devotees. This association with non-devotees has very bad influence on the heart. And then sixth, follow in the steps of great souls. Don't follow Michael Jackson and Andrei Milosevic. Follow the footsteps of great souls. Do like them. Third thing which I have written down is only take, this is a tip of Vyasadeva, only take as much as you really need. If you take too much or too little, you can fall down from your spiritual practice. In this world, people think the more they take, the better. Isn't it? But if you really know how to take only what you need, you will be happy. You can try this this afternoon with prasada. Why don't you make an experiment? Just take exactly what you need, not more. You can take your big plate, you know, because there's some anxiety always there that you will not be, if you will be starving, and you take from this on your other plate and you eat exactly the right dose. You will be so happy, you won't feel sleepy. You will not feel dull. You will feel, and also about possession. Don't take more pens than you need. This is the most difficult thing for me to do, because somehow I'm still looking for the ideal writing instrument, and I'm still trying. Have not given up the hope. Maybe it only will be fulfilled in the spiritual world. So, just in the process, every week or so, just weed out what is unnecessary. Unnecessary clothes, unnecessary this, unnecessary that. You will be totally happy. Try it. It's mystical. Then, are you sometimes a little greedy? Here is a thing to do with your greed. You know, do you want to have things? No? Everyone goes there. We, your personal, this is what Uddhava says, what to do with greed. We, your personal servants, decorate ourselves with things which are offered to you. Garlands, smelling cloth, and decorative pieces, and we take your remnants of prasadam. In this way, we will be sure to overcome the illusory energy called maya. See this, I personally like to wear this. It is, was worn by Srimati Radharani in Mayapur. And I remember once, I was in Vrindavan, and then a Brijvasi woman, simple woman, saw this. It looks nice, isn't it? And she wanted to have it for decoration. You know, Mataji's maybe on the hand. So she became so intense that she just attacked me. You know, they are strong. They are working on the fields from morning to evening. And I said, I'm sorry, I will fight for this. I'm really sorry. I know one should fight with humans, but this is my decoration thing, you know, my love thing. And I happened to go to be a street fighting man in my life at one stage, and you know how to do things, training. Not really, just for half a year. I needed to experience everything. I was not a very intelligent boy. So then I just kept it. It was not possible to take it, afterwards. So afterwards, I felt good, because I had kept the things which is for Radha, which was carried by the Supreme Personality of God. It was carried by Radharani. So we can do this. Become greedy and intense if you happen to be such a person. But if you are a woman and you like to decorate yourself, you can just go and get some remnants of the deity cloth. And you know, sew it on your beba, you know, it looks interesting. So on. You can engage these things in Krishna. Take the thing, especially take prasadam. that helps you to crush the illusory energy. Whereas if you take Maya things, you will be dragged down more and more in Maya. If you take good cars, good pens, good, what else? Good bike, mountain bike. So it will not help you to become satisfied. But if you take Krishna things, like books, garlands, like Madhu Mangal has, Kavachas, they will help you to cross the illusory energy. Now, one very, very important principle is try to accept things which happen to you as Krishna's mercy. This is extremely favorable. If anything which happens to you is Krishna's mercy. Now, you might say, this is very difficult. What do you do when there are politics in the temple? Is that also Krishna's mercy? It is certainly the Maya of the people who are involved in it. It's Kali, actually, who tries to separate devotees and friends from each other. But you can learn from it to never make politics again. You can feel as Krishna's mercy. In other words, even unfavorable things, try to understand how do they relate to Krishna? What does Krishna want to teach me? Continue with heart, words and body to give his obeisances to the Lord. Then he will become liberated from material existence. Please try this. It will change your whole life. Whatever happens, you can see as Krishna's lila. Then the next thing, which is very favorable, written this down, is devotees. It is described the value of association with devotees of the Lord, even if it takes only a moment, cannot be compared with reaching heavenly planets or with liberation from matter, and it can also not be compared with worldly blessings. This, especially the association of pure devotees, we should try to take them as much as possible. Even a moment can give us great inspiration. I think you all feel this, isn't it? We have been in the company of Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu and Soliness, Srinaswami, and now we feel something. Sometimes it's a little bit painful because the duty of a sadhu is to cut illusions. Cut illusions. And if we are attached to this, it's so painful. If you cut a tumor out of someone, it may be painful, but it is good in the long run. There are two ways of having association with devotees. Now this is also very important. The first way is to just be there, listen, so on. The second way, which is very important so that you can understand, is to serve. It's just like two ways of dealing with food. The first way is to stick it in the mouth. That is not so beneficial, can be harmful. If there is not the second way, that is to digest the food and get strength. Have you ever eaten and not digested? It is horrible. You get a disease and you smell like 50,000 soldiers, you know, and the mouth, and you know, it's a difficult thing. Digestion must be there. So if we hear about spiritual subject matter, we must also perform certain. Yes. Now, what is very favorable is to have association with one's spiritual master. It says every human being who really wants to become happy, must find a spiritual master who is qualified and take initiation and take shelter. Then the question is, but how do we find a bona fide spiritual master? This is very difficult to see. That the qualifications of the spiritual master are that he has understood the conclusions of the scriptures by his own deliberations or thoughts and is able to convince others. Such great personalities who have found shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna and who are free from material considerations must be seen as bona fide spiritual master. Now, I will come to the beginning and the end. In the beginning he said that there is a mountain between us and the spiritual world that can be overcome only by humility. Now I will make it a little bit clearer what this means. We have to come to a certain identity. We have to find our identity. Normally we live in wrong identifications. This is a normal person who has accepted the programming of society and of people. We have to find our real identity. Now, it is very difficult for us to see what is Gauranga Sundara in the spiritual world. Isn't it? Do you have any idea? What is your Siddhadeya? Or your Swarup, your eternally vected spiritual body? No? But we know one thing about him. He is a servant. That's for sure. So if you want to live a spiritual life, you have to act as a servant. King Kulashikasa says, O highest lord of all beings, I have only one goal, I have only one prayer, and if you fulfill it, that is your one mercy on me. Please think of me as your servant. To be more precise, please think of me as a servant of a servant of a Vaishnava. Please think of me of a servant, of a servant, of such a servant, of a Vaishnava, and a servant, of a servant, of that servant, from that servant, of the servant, of the servant, of the Vaishnava. I think the idea is clear. Servant, and not master. This attitude we have to take. This King Kula Shikanda Mukunda Mala Dotra. Now, but I have not told you the essence of all instructions. You may think, oh, Satyananda Swami, now you have said so much, hours of tapes. Who can remember this? What is the essence? Tandama rupa charitari sukirtanano satsmityo kramena rasanamana sinioja. Tishtan Vraje. Tishtan Vraje Tanudahi Jananudami Kalam Nayet Akilami Upadesha Saram. Upadesha Saram means the essence of instruction. The essence of all instructions is that one should use his whole time, 24 hours a day, to chant about the divine names of the Lord. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
I can hear you.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yes, very good. 24 hours a day. Can you do it? Our whole life should be formed in such a way that one day we will be able to do this. The passions in our heart have calmed down. For that we have to engage our passionate energy and sluch in many, many things. This is the essence of instructions, and it is only possible if the mind is steady, and if the verbs are steady, and if the body is steadily fixed in devotional service, then we will be able to chant the whole day. This is a very nice thing. Sometimes on a Ekadasi you might like to follow this instruction and see what's happened. I can guarantee you, you won't be the same after the first day. But not artificial, just when it comes naturally. So, Hare Krishna, I want to thank you very much for attending this seminar. Thank you. Do you have any questions to what we have discussed so far? Now you have all the information to become pure devotees. Now, no problem. Milena.
Based on the long lessons, how to increase our desire to come back to Krishna?
You have to associate with those who have the desire. Desire is infectious, like yawning. When someone yawns, you also feel like yawning. I'm sorry, I can't yawn now out of command. But it is seen. In behavioral psychology, it has been seen. When someone starts to yawn and the other has yawns also, it's something unconscious. So, desire is also such a thing. If you are together with someone who has a very strong desire to go back to Godhead, that is, it will rub off. By living at a place, someone is automatically free from sinful desires. It is described, it's better to live outside and think of the temple than live in the temple and think of outside. I think in the future our Narada program or the people who live outside and do devotional service there will increase very much, and only then the movement of Krishna consciousness will be successful. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, oh, then will the day come when the judge in the high court has a Deepak. In other words, he desires that day the people also who have regular professions chant Hare Krishna via the Deepak. It will come. But when you live outside, there's one thing you must be extremely careful. Let me ask the question, why do we live in the temple? Because we have no money, or because it's in, or because we like to be with avantgardistic people? Skeptics. It is actually possible to become Krishna conscious in one lifetime. Krishna is a very thankful Lord, and it is described that every little act a devotee does is put into a special book of Krishna. Just like Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, keeps a book where he has written down all the sinful activities of a conditioned soul, Krishna has also a book. In this book, he writes down every little service which you do. He does not care for the bad things. He writes down the good things, and when it accumulates, he will give this for mercy. Now, of course, there are activities which are very, very favorable for developing Krishna consciousness, just like there are activities which are unfavorable. Today, in the last day of our seminar, Sharanagati, the sixfold path of surrender, I want to talk about these activities which invoke especially the mercy of Krishna. You will get big entries in Krishna's Kripa book or mercy book when you perform these activities which we will discuss today. But because some of our guests, like Kaivalya Pratik Prabhu, are the first, this is the first time they, or the first, yes, where you are in the seminar, I want to just repeat already the other five processes in the path of surrender. Now, I want to see if you have learned anything. Please tell us a few of the things in English, the aspects of surrender. Who knows one? Who knows the first one?
Humility.
Dainya, yes. What was the second one?
Atmanivedanam.
Dedication of the self, right. What is the third one? Dvivarana. What means
this? Think about Krishna and he will always protect us.
Yes, maintain. Yeah. And the fourth consciousness, what is this? Yes, thank you. Avashya Rakshibi Krishna. Now, the fifth is what? Yeah? renunciation of things which are unfavorable. What you have said, sometimes Bhaktivinoda Thakur puts it in this order, but I have chosen to put the order that in the beginning we talk about the unfavorable things, and now, today, we will talk about those things that's called Bhakti Pratikula Bhava. Anukula, I'm sorry. Bhakti Anukula Matra Karyera Sikar. That is, we will discuss those things which are favorable for the execution of surrender. If you do these activities, it will be very, very easy for you to get the full mercy of Krishna. Now, it is interesting how Bhaktivinoda Thakur thinks about it. I want to sing this song to you again at the beginning. Shodha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Nukula Pokata Seva Paramasiri Premalati Karamula Maravati Bhakti Janani Jatane Palakori Krishna Vasati Vasati Bori Paramadara Bori. Something like this. Let me read the translation to you. Dust from the lotus feet of pure devotees is conducive to devotional service. We should feel connected to a pure devotee. Then, second thing, service to the Vaishnavas is the supreme perfection. If we do each day a service to a Vaishnava, this will help us to reach perfection. And it is the root of the kripa of divine love. See, there is a tree in this world, no, in the spiritual world. It's the tree of prema, of love to Krishna. In this tree, you have to take it from the spiritual world and plant it into the area of the heart. So, the root of this tree in this world and also the spiritual world is service to the Vaishnavas. Then another very favorable thing is the Ekadasi time and all the festival times. It is described here. I observe with great care the holy days, not holidays, but holy days, commemorating the pastimes of Lord Madhava, for they are the mother of devotion. Each devotee has made this experience. When we look at the Vaishnava calendar and we actually memorize what happened on this day, our Krishna consciousness will be born. Just a little while ago, I talked to an astrologer, Maharaji, and she was explaining how different stars have an influence on the different on what period of the life. So it's also with days. Certain days have a very, very interesting and deep influence on you, especially the holy days. There are amazing statements of people, for instance, who by chance fasted on Ekadasi. Prahlad Maharaj is such an example. He fasted by chance on the day of Lord Nrisimhadev's appearance. In his previous life, this Prahlad Maharaj was a woman hunter. And he lived with a prostitute together. And on that one day, they had a terrible quarrel. And it was so bad that Prahlad decided what is the meaning of life when he was not yet Prahlad. And he went into the Shumi, and he just cried and cried and didn't eat that day. He was so finished. So, because involuntarily, by the influence of the moral, he did fast on a Ekadasi. It was the Shingha Chaturdasi. And he stayed up all night. Therefore, in his next life, he became known as the great Saint Prahlad Maharaj. That's the reason. There's so much potency in this holy days. As my dwelling place, I choose with the greatest of reverence and love the transcendental abode of Sri Krishna. Again, I have seen many people who came to Vrindavan who were great atheists but changed by the influence of the holy place. Please go to holy places. I remember a big scientist, demonic scientist of the Max Planck Institute. We were together in Vrindavan and he didn't believe in anything spiritual. I remember he was a little friendly. He liked me and we used to battle in Vrindavan about atheism and spiritual life. And I remember one time I went with him down. We just had another intense heated argument and we went to the Keshi Ghat. And I said, now I will take a bath. No, don't do this, don't do this. In this river, all the garbage of Vrindavan is flowing, the chemical thing. If you just put the hand in it, you will lose it. And I said, no, it's not holy river. It's touched Krishna's transcendental body. I will show you. Then I just put the water on the eyes and then I just into it and then suddenly the beer. I said, the tongue is not. Very good. This water cannot be polluted. I want to touch with Krishna. Anyways, he just argued and argued. And then, one day, he looked very sad and said, what happened to you? Oh, my sister died. Why did she bathe in the Yamuna? No, I received a letter from Germany. And then I said, you know what? For the atheist like you, Krishna comes in the form of death. The all powerful force which shows that there is a higher controller who is in control. And because it was Vrindavan, something happened with him. He didn't say anything. He just said, but not about the philosophy, but about the point that he was so stubborn. The night he came to me, he woke me up and said, you know what, Sachinanda Swami? I went to sleep and then I woke up chanting Hare Krishna. I think you won. This death of my sister has totally unsettled me. I also think there must be a higher force. Congratulations. And I said to him that this was not me, it was the influence of Vrindavan, a holy place. It is very favorable for Krishna consciousness. Even if you were born in an atheistic country, you may have still some arguments from the atheistic sampradaya in your genetic codex. You can, Then he says, my mind longs for the opportunity to hear the music of the Madanga. Upon hearing the kind of kirtan ordained by Lord Gaurachandra, my heart dances in ecstasy. This is the fact when you hear the Prema Kirtan, the special style which is there in our Sampradaya, if you hear that kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's a wonderful effect on you, very favorable. Then he talks about seeing the deities, eating prasadam. And then he makes a very interesting point, and I want to end the song with here. He says, Goloka Vrindavan. Yedi nagrihe bhajana dekhi grihete goloka vaya charana sidhu dekhi agonga sukana sima paya. Very nice. This is very important for all of you. If you have up to now thought about the rain and about home or about when will be prasad, listen now. It is very important. It describes how you can transform your home into the spiritual world. Goloka Vrindavan appears in my home, he says, whenever I see the worship service of Lord Hari taking place there. This is very important. When you don't live in the temple, make a little worship at your house. Just put pictures of Krishna there, of Srila Prabhupada, and of Lord Chaitanya, and every day just make one stick of incense. See what happens. Just by this one stick of incense which you offer every day to the Lord, you will see how wonderful things happen in your home. I have heard from friends of Lord Krishna when they started to do this, they saw that flowers which were wilted away, wilted, what is the name of wilted? Withered. You understand this, Gogavada? Withered? No. Withered means when they become old and lose the leaves. Yes. When they started to do the worship, then these wilted and withered flowers got new strength and began to bloom and blossom. I heard also that there was quarrel with the parents. And when they started to do this little worship, Bhajante Mam, Krishna says in the Gita, the atmosphere became peaceful. Please try this. Make a home altar and every day offer an incense. If incense is a little problematic because it will smell in the whole house, then you can offer a flower also. Doesn't matter, incense or flower. If you do this, your life will change. Goloka Dekhi, what is it? Grihete Goloka Vaya. He says, it transforms into Goloka Vrindavan. When Srila Prabhupada came to America, this is what he did. He put a few pictures in a room, and every day he did this ceremony of offering a flower or incense to Krishna. The devotees began to call the ceremony the bells ceremony, because ling 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 ling, you have to also use the bell. Bell, the bell is sounded, all the sinful reactions flee. That's why we use a melody. You can't. So then This is what he did. The devotees were looking, it's time for the bells. Srila Prabhupada used to do it every day. While doing it, he recited prayers, Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Jata Arakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Shri Yuta Parakamalam Sadhanaladita Raghunatam Tam Sadhiva. So please try it. Make a bell ceremony at home and see. Your karma runs away and the spirit of God appears. Again, Slovensky Lord or Malibor or Malibor town. How is it Malibor? Once we gave a concert there, we said, your town should be called Malibor, not Malibor. So this is a very nice thing to do. Please try it. You will see how your home atmosphere changes. We just made a seminar in Switzerland, Bhakti Yoga at Home seminar. It was a wonderful. We had workshops, you know, where everyone learned a full puja, how to make a full puja. And devotees and people who took this puja, the ceremony home, and they described that mystical changes appear overnight. Please try it. Don't believe it, but don't disbelieve it. Try it. So there are another few things which are very favorable. What would you think is the most favorable practice for evoking Krishna consciousness? Chanting. Sadhu Sangha. What does it mean?
Association
with devotees. Preaching. Serving devotees. Prasadam.
Hearing
Srimad Bhagavatam. Reading the books in general. Distribution of the books.
Be here.
Now.
Deity worship.
Deity worship. That's always right. Following the instructions of the spiritual master.
Giving all our works to Krishna.
Are you ready? Coming to it. Yeah, but as much as possible. Very good. You have been a student of the Sharanagati seminar, so. What else is very good? Residing at the holy place. Virachandra tells us to all go to Vrindavan. I think he is a Raganuga Bhakta. This is not practical. We will get punishment from our temple president, Virachandra. If I tell Purushit, he will be very unsatisfied with you. Well, when we can't go to Vrindavan, then we should live at a holy place, we should make our home a holy place, or remember going to Vrindavan. How did you like the slide, the presentation yesterday, Raja? It moved the heart, isn't it? Yeah? No? So. It moves the soft heart, and moved also the stone heart. So what else is favorable for devotional service? Praying.
For what?
to Krishna. For what? For strength to serve him and spur to him on. It's not so good if you pray, my dear Lord, make me advanced. Good prayer is, my dear Lord, give me the strength to serve you. What else is favorable? This is your seminar. We want to hear from you now. Bhajan and Kirtan.
Following sadhana.
Following what is sadhana? Spiritual practices.
Yeah.
Huh? Yes. What else is favorable? Bringing up Krishna conscious children. It's a fact. Sometimes the children are our gurus, isn't it? Sometimes you are Maya and then the Maladeta comes and says, Maya, Maya. To be steady. Yeah. To get up early. To get up early is possible if you go early to bed. To be proactive. To learn verses and live according to them. Yes, verses can be like